Third round of heats underway with Senior National. Dean O'Brien for the third time today leading, but Rick Selwood is keeping the pressure on him as they head through the infield to click off another lap. This is probably the most pressure that O'Brien has had on him all through the racing today. Back then to Goodyear, then it's Ogilvy, Doran. Noyens dropped a couple of spots on that last lap with Meredith, Lavelli, Churchland, Kyle Busch, David, and then Mark Dunbar with Terry Selwood, who had a spin on lap number one, gathering it back up now and trying to catch back up on the field. So as the race leader heads through the infield once again, Dean O'Brien, 0.28 of a second last time by, 0.3 even this time by, the difference between first and second. So O'Brien and Selwood, then it's Goodyear, Doran, Ogilvy, Noyen, Meredith, Churchland, Bush, Dunbar, Lavelle, then it's back to Selwood and Mark Dunbar now running out the field. So O'Brien starting to stretch his legs in the 53 cart. The Dubbo driver leading the way from Selwood. Goodyear's holding off Kieran Doran now, who looks to set him up down the front straight. Doran on the outside, trying to make the move on Goodyear. Goodyear now holding him off for the moment, as Noyen further back in the field just hasn't been able to match the pace of the front runners. O'Brien though, 36.135 his last lap, 36.2 this time. That's why he's pulling away from Rick Selwood, who sits in second position. Doran makes the pass on Goodyear, but Gooder's trying to go straight back up the inside into turn two. No, has to pull back into that fourth position as he was unable to make the pass stick. Race leader working his way across the start finish line. O'Brien out to a 1.1. Oh, shenanigans further back in the field now as the 55 of Wayne Ogilvy came off the circuit through the infield, and Ogilvy finds himself now shuffled back to 10th position. He was running in 5th before that incident. So lap number 7 about to be completed by your race leader, Dean O'Brien. O'Brien across the start finish line. Then it's back to Selwood. Selwood further back. It's got Doran ahead of Goya now. Goya just starting to fade. Noyen in the 18 is holding off Meredith. Then it's Churchland, Bush, David, Dunbar, Ogilvy. Selwood starting to move forward as Lavelle moves back. And then a Mark Dunbar still rounding out the field. So two laps remaining as O'Brien heads across the start finish line. O'Brien is your race leader. Then it's back to Doran. Goodyear in the 77. Still not being able to match the pace, but the battle now is between Meredith and Churchland. Also in there is Bush and David Dunbar. So with a lap and a half to go, it will be an interesting battle for 6th, 7th and 8th. White flag is out for Dean O'Brien, who leads the way. O'Brien leading quite comfortably, 1.7 seconds over Rick Selwood. As we mentioned, the battle now is between the 23 of Meredith, Churchland, Bush and David Dunbar. Bush looking to have a Dunbar, looking to have a move up the inside into turn two. No, Bush goes up the inside in the 72. So the four cars trying to make it into turn number three now. As checker flag waves, O'Brien takes the victory from Rick Selwood. Third is Doran. Gooder will come home in fourth. There's still this battle back there for seventh, eighth and ninth. As Noyen gets away from Meredith. Churchland holds on. Meredith drops back a spot as Selwood spins out after the checkered flag. So David Dunbar did get past Kyle Busch before Wayne Ogilvy. Selwood, Terry, then it's Lavelle with Mark Dunbar one lap down behind the leaders. So, in fact, no, just didn't quite go a lap down for Mark Dunbar. So interesting kickoff to the third round of heats here in the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids, of course. Senior National brought to you by Crutches IGA. Next up is the open performance brought to you by our good friends at the Canberra Kart Shed. For all your karts, parts, engines, see Brett Staples for karts, tyres, spare parts, accessories and engines. Brett also specialises in kart setups and repairs, and the Kart Shed has its own engine dyno. Canberra Kart Shed, contact them for all your karting needs. Open performance about to form up for their third heat. Don't forget, if you're staying for dinner, please come and purchase your tickets at the canteen to help with catering tonight. $20 for adults, $12 for 12 years and under. It's casserole night here at the Bob Hine Memorial. We hope you're enjoying your day and look forward to seeing you sticking around for what is normally a very entertaining evening here at the Grenfell Kart Club. In good formation now, Steve Martin in the 12 starts from the pole. Peter Beaton in the 60 starts out of position number 2. Brett Staples starts out of position number 3. Then it's Jake Lambie out of position number 4. Eddie Ruiz out of position 5. Greg Williams out of 6. And Mark Townsend starts in position number 7. In good formation, away and racing. Good even start. Martin off the inside has got the line heading down the pits to the first straight. Oh, three wide into turn number 2. That hardly ever works. They somehow managed to hold it together. Martin leading the way in heat number 3, lap number 1. Martin, of course, had a DNF in heat number 2, then took out a convincing win in heat number 1. Staples was your winner in heat 1, but couldn't back it up with a podium result in heat 2. So it was, oh, sideways, Staples off the turn, trying to get under Peter Beaton as they head down the front straight once again. Leaders working their way through their turn 3, and it's Martin pulling away from Lambie. Now Lambie was up into second in heat number 2, and then something happened to that cart. He lost a lot of ground, gathered it back up, and unfortunately was only able to get one more spot before the end of the run. So the S&P security cart has got some points to try and make up, and he's doing well sticking to the back of the Yass Valley Earthworks cart of Steve Martin. Martin, your race leader, from Lambie. Then it's back to Peter Beaton, who still has Brett Staples right on his back bumper. Staples has got Townsend pushing him. Ruiz, next cart through with Greg Williams, tail end Charlie on the field. Lap 3 in the books. Lambie beaten and Greg Williams pulling off the circuit. He's gone to the pit entrance. He stopped as if he wanted to try and fix something. He's looking over his cart. Not sure what the problem is, but I think he's going to have to withdraw the cart from the circuit as it is down in pit lane now. Race leader heads across the start-finish line. And it's Steve Martin leading the way. Martin from Lambie, Beaton, Townsend, Ruiz. Staples now has fallen to the back of the field. And in fact off the circuit now. So Brett Staples off the circuit in that Canberra Kart shared entry. Leader Martin holding that half a second buffer between himself and Jake Lambie in the S&P Securities Kart. Behind him, it's the Aussie Hotel in Yass. JB Auto's entry of Peter Beaton. As Beaton sits in third place, Mark Townsend in the 13 kart. Behind him, Eddie Ruiz sits in the Ruiz Construction Kart number 26, back there in fifth position, as he now is the final kart on the circuit. So Leader working his way back down and through the star finish line. Steve Martin under some pressure from Jake Lambie, who's eyed on his back bumper. Lambie, though, again, it bogs down coming out of turn number two, and Steve Martin able to drive away from the number two kart of Lambie. Beaten under pressure from Townsend, as Townsend goes around the outside in the hairpin, grabs the inside line into the infield and takes third position. I think Beaton's probably shocked by that move. Great move by Mark Townsend to grab third spot away from the 60 of Peter Beaton. Leader heads through into turn three onto the back straight. Once again, it's Martin, Lambie, Townsend, Beaton and Ruiz, the race order. Martin, it's got Lambie closing in on him again, but Lambie's going to have to pick his time with just two laps remaining. Martin and Lambie, nose to tail, but here comes Townsend in the 13 kart. Townsend closing in on the front two as Lambie can't quite get out of turn number two. That will prove costly. He closes in on Martin. And then Martin pulls away again on acceleration. So, through the infield, Townsend up the inside of Lambie and makes the pass for second. So, what can Townsend do as the white flag is out? Martin is your race leader. The 13 of Townsend, the 2 of Lambie. And then it's back to Beaton, who's fallen off the pace of the front runners. Oh, Lambie dives up the inside of turn number 2. And Townsend now, no chance of trying to catch Martin as he has to try to get past Lambie once again. He sets up Lambie on the inside, going into the hairpin. No, not close enough to be able to make the pass. Martin will win his second race of open performance, brought to you by the Canberra Car Shed. As he takes the checkered flag, Lambie grabs second back on the last lap. Townsend home in third and Beaton home in fourth, with Ruiz back there in fifth position. Great racing by the Open Performance boys here in the Bob High Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Getting set for a start here as the juniors head out onto the circuit. Of course, Junior National brought to you by the Grenfell Bowling Club. If you're feeling a little bit dry or need a bite to eat or just want to roll a few down on the green, then drop into the Grenfell Bowling Club and enjoy the friendly atmosphere in their newly renovated premises. Grenfell Bowling Club, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club. Looking forward to a good start here in Junior National Light Heat number 3. Reminder that we're running through Heat number 3. We'll go as far as we can possibly go tonight in the third round of heats. Then Carby session starts tomorrow morning at 7:30. Racing to get underway as soon as practical after that. Fife and Wrigley on the front row, and Wrigley round the outside just drives off to the front of the field. Cody Boulding out of position number 4 now, pulls up into second position. So Wrigley and Boulding as stacks on the mill further back. Three carts involved in an incident going into turn number 2. Only one cart not going forward and able to proceed. So as I don't know, that might be the 11 cart of Jack Dare, who has had a solid run so far today. They work their way through, and it's Luke Wrigley who leads the way from the 78 of Josh Fife. Then it's Boulding. No, Dare is back there in fourth position. Wiglin Chancellor is, well, it's, no, it might be the 22 of Josh Lachlan Chancellor, who is off the circuit down in turn number two. So that's unfortunate for the Canberra driver. Wrigley leads the way. The Dubbo driver well out in front of Fife from Canberra. Then it's Cody Balding in the WAS Automotive CK karting entry. Jack Dare in the 11 from Wagga runs in fourth position. It's Wiegland from Griffith. Then it's Selms from Orange. Grenfell's Gavin. Hemphill from Canberra. Newcastle's Kilpatrick and Charlotte Ponting, also from Newcastle, following the 43 of the Kartworks card. Oh, Selms has had an off there, drops to the back of the field now. So the mum and dad sponsored number 20, Michael Selms, just having to gather things up and to work his way back onto the back bumper of the 25 of Charlotte Ponting. So across the start finish line now, Luke Wrigley working his way into turn number two. Battle for fourth position now. It's Wiegland up the inside of Dare. Dare fighting back on the outside of turn two. And Dare will hold the spot now as they head through the S's and into turn three. Wiegland comes at him again up the inside down the back straight. Wiegland takes the line into the hairpin and will grab fourth position. Wiegland ahead of Dare now, as Dare looks to try and make the move back down the front straight as they come off the pit turn this time. Dare has the momentum and gets the spot back heading into turn number two. Leader is still Luke Wrigley. He's running 35.6 seconds laps ahead of Josh Fife, who's running 36.3. Balding 36.32. So Wiegland and Dare having a great battle of their own. Looks like that one won't be decided for a little while yet. Wiegland has the upper hand at the moment. He runs in fourth position, Dare in fifth. Then it's back to Josh Hemphill. Charlotte Ponting having a good run from Newcastle in the 25 cart. That's Emily Kirkpatrick. That's the Kartworks 43. Gavin's fallen back now to ninth, with Selms back there in tenth, just getting past Gavin on that last lap. Race leader heads across the start finish line. Luke Wrigley sits up there at the front of the field, leading by just over 3.8 seconds to Josh Fife. Cody Balding not finding the pace he had earlier on in the day. As this track's cooling off, it's going to require a lot of changes in the kart setup to get as much grip as possible and therefore as much performance as possible out of that kart. Race leader, Luke Wrigley from Fife, Balding, Wiegland, Dare, Hemphill, Ponting, Kilpatrick, Selms and Gavin is the running order. So as the race leader clicks off lap number 7, Fife in that 78 kart doing a great job, keeping a good lead ahead of Cody Balding, or advantage. Dare gets back past Wiegland, and now Dare is starting to close in on Balding as they try to make this battle close up and really mix it up for third place. Back marker coming up, which could really make things interesting here. That's the back marker of Kilpatrick as the 19 of Balding will be the first one to get onto the back of the 43 of Kilpatrick. Blue flags out. No, they haven't shown the blue flags there going into turn 3. So that is holding up Balding now. What will happen as they come onto the back straight? Balding going to the inside. White flag out now for your race leader in Luke Wrigley. Balding gets through the traffic first. Oh, banging, crashing further back there as Dare and also Wiegland to go at it again. And Balding skips away as they get through the back marker, as he gets through the back marker first. And they're stuck behind the 43 of Kilpatrick now, so the pressure really on in this final lap for Dare and Wiegland. Wiegland trying to make the move on Dare as... Oh, The spin from the back marker has got into Jack Dare. So Kilpatrick just spinning in front of Dare. Wrigley will go on to take the win. Fife comes home in second. Boulding home in third. And that great battle we saw right throughout the race, Wiglin comes home in fifth position. Dare will eventually gather it back up for fifth, sorry. Wiglin in fourth. Hemphill comes home in sixth. And then in seventh position, Charlotte Ponting. Selms and Gavin, one lap down apiece, and two laps down to Emily Kilpatrick. So, Kilpatrick, in fact, off the circuit. So, yeah, so Kilpatrick off the circuit there in the end, and not finishing. So, an interesting Junior National Light Heat number 3, brought to you by our good friends at the Grenfell Bowling Club. Maurice Young, the Cart Shed in Canberra. Then Gordon Garland Moffat, Grenfell, Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware, Mad Harry's Powerhouse at Young, Caltech Service Station at Grenfell, Crutches IGA, and Grenfell Quality Meats, all major sponsors of this year's Bob High Memorial and Festival of the Kids. As we get set now for Clubman. Clubman out on the circuit, of course. Clubman brought to you by the Caltech's Grenfell. And I'd like to also thank a few more of the great sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club, including the Canberra Kart Shed. For all your karts, parts, engines, see Brett Staples for karts, tyres, spare parts, accessories and engines. Brett also specialises in kart setups, repairs, and the Canberra Kart Shed has its own engine dyno. So contact the Canberra Kart Shed for all your karting needs. Don't forget the Mad Harry's Powerhouse. It's the widest range of hand and power tools in the region. Drop into their Young showroom and see the mad fella for a great deal. Mad Harry's Powerhouse, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club. So Mitchell Gattenby to start from the pole here in heat number 3 of Clubman. And Clubman has seen Mitchell Crook lead win heat number 1 and heat number 2 from Jackson Delamont. So Crook coming out of position number 4 this time. Delamont out of position number 3. Gattenby has finished third on both occasions, starts from the pole, and Brent Logan on the outside of the front row. Well, this will be interesting. They're coming down very quickly, still carts not in formation. Not sure if they'll get a start. Yes, they will. They'll get a start this time by Gattenby with Logan, and Logan and Gattenby still side by side as they try to make it three wide into turn two. Gattenby gets the lead. Croak comes through. Following him through on Logan was Delamont as they work. Oh, Logan spins round going into turn number three in front of the field. No one collects him. He collects it back up now, and that just see how much the tyre pressures and slick track, crook sideways going through the inside field, and that is really costing a lot of these drivers a bit of ground here in the early going, getting these tyres up to temperature as the track temperature starts to plummet here in the later afternoon races. So Gattenby leading the way from Croke, Delamont. Talby now up into fourth position with Robert Miller, Darren Miller, Brendan Post, Peter O'Mealy the next cart through. Otter is there in ninth position. Then it's Logan, Miller, Shade, Croft. Boots not out there in the 99 cart this heat after he had dramas in heat number 2. So across the start finish line, it is Mitchell Gattenby in the 77 leading the way. Still a heavy pack further back in the field. Darren and Robert Miller right in the mix of the battle there. And I think they might have just got past Craig Talby. Although Talby, no, he's still pushing hard up there in that pack. It's Gattenby, Croak, Delamont. Now out in the fourth position is Robert Miller, Darren Miller, Post Otter, Logan coming back. So Talibi did start to fade quite badly there. As Croak has made the move on Gatenby, going into turn number four. No, couldn't quite pull it off. Lap number four about to go into the books. And it is Gatenby still leading the way. Croak still sliding through turn, the final turn towards the start finish line. He's really got that back end of that cart very loose, and that cost him, because it was Delamont who was able to make the move up the inside in turn number two. Stacks on the mill there as Robert Miller, having some problems, starts to fade back as Otter takes the spot from him. That gives Darren Miller some breathing room in the 71 cart. Delamont up into second now, looking to close the gap on Gatenby, who's been quick right from the get-go here. He got the temperature into the tyres, was able to open up a small buffer. Oh, that's interesting. Brent Logan and Bruce Otter now ahead of Darren Miller. Post, Robert Miller, who faded, as we mentioned, in turn two last time. Talby, O'Mealy, Brad Miller, Schrade and Croft, the running order. So, race leaders, all the top three, nose to tail. You can throw a blanket over them. Gatenby, Delamont and Crook as they head down the front straight once again. Delamont to the inside of Croak, Gatenby, and Croak follows him through. So Delamont now the race leader in the four cart. Then it's Croak in the 74. And now Gatenby looks like he's just starting to lose the handle on that cart as Croak is fastest man on the circuit. Croak with a 32.57 last time by. They're coming up on back markers now of Marion Croft, so that could also prove to be a factor. As Delamont gets through cleanly, no, Croak gets well out of the way. Boot just walking back into the pit lane now, so he was out on lap number one. The Griffith driver just having a terrible afternoon here at Grenfell with two DNFs now in the Clubman Light class. Otter just getting through past the back marker there of Croft. In fact, that was Delamont there, making the pass there and had to force his way through. Crook now looking to make the move on Delamont. Delamont holding him off for the moment. Otter is back there in fifth position behind Brent Logan in the 15 cart. As the white flag at the ready now, race leader Jackson Delamont, he'd love to be able to pull this one back. Crook has had two wins so far. He's got the GoPro on the front of that cart and it had been filming clear track, and it looks like he's seeing clear track again as he dives up the inside of Delamont. So Crook on the last lap makes the move. What can Delamont do? He tries to dive up the inside, but Croak has him covered going into the hairpin. As they come to the infield, Croak, with a great time race, has got to the lead and takes his third victory in a row. Delamont home in second, and Mitchell Gatenby home in third. Logan will drive home in fourth position in that 15 cart. Then it's back to Bruce Otter. Behind him, then the 10. One lap down of Thomas Schrade. Then it's back to the Miller battle. Darren getting home ahead of Robert. Brendan Post, Peter O'Mealy, Craig Talby, and Brad Miller will round out the runners on the leader's lap. Some great racing there from Clubman Light here in the final heat of their racing. They'll be straight into pre-finals and finals tomorrow. Clubman brought to you by the Caltex service station, situated on the corner of the Midwestern Highway and Main Street in Grenfell. They're proud sponsors of the Grenfell Car Club. Make sure you call in and see Steve and Trudy before you head home and fill up with all the essentials for the road trip. The Caltex service station is a loyal supporter of the Grenfell Kart Club. We thank them for their support once again in this year's Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Just a reminder that the casserole dinner tonight, tickets on sale now, $20 for adults, $12 for your children 12 years and under. If you're staying for dinner, please get down to the canteen and get your tickets as soon as possible. Tag Restricted up next here in the Bob Hine Memorial. Of course, Tag Restricted brought to you by Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware. Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware stock everything from gardening supplies, nuts and bolts, all hardware and painting supplies, as well as a wide range of fishing and camping gear along with electrical goods. So, yeah, Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware, Grenfell, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club. Well, karts already spinning off the circuit and trying to catch back up to get themselves into position. Looking at the starting lineup, Jonathan Dawson in the 23 starts from the pole. Adrian Hogan out in the 7 kart on the outside of the front row. Eric Reeves in the 66 out of position number 3. Paul McCabe in the 8 out of 4. Glenn Bullman in the 5 out of in the 18 out of position 5. Robert Hogan in the 6 out of position number 6. Brendan Hyde in the 4. Then it's Matthew Whale in the 96. Peter Whale in the 13. Christopher Wilkes in the 9. Anthony Barry in the 17. That's the starting order here for Tag Restricted Heat number 3 in the Bob Hine Memorial of 2012. Getting set for a start. Dawson had some good pace in the early running of both heats, but has seen it fall away. Good start on the outside by Adrian Hogan, who leads them cleanly into turn number 1. Trying to dive up the inside was Bullman in the 18 cart. Couldn't quite make the move on Dawson as they came down the back straight. And he now finds himself under some pressure with McCabe trying to make his move forward as well. Working their way down into turn number 4, the hairpin, as they head now towards the infield. And it is a big lead established by Adrian Hogan on lap number 1. Hogan leading the way here, lap number 1, as it's Dawson, then Robert Hogan, Paul McCabe, Glenn Bullman, Matthew Whale, Eric Reeves, as they head down into turn number 2, and it looks like Dawson already under plenty of pressure. Robert Hogan makes the move on him now. So Robert Hogan up into second position. Adrian Hogan leads the way, as he did in heat number 2. Winner of heat number 1 was Adrian Hogan from Jonathan Dawson. In heat number 2, it was Adrian Hogan from Robert Hogan. And now in heat number 3, Adrian leads Robert. Then it's back to Dawson and McCabe. The 13 of Whale was that's Peter Whale trying to make the move up the inside of Eric Reeves, but couldn't quite pull that one off. Glenn Bullman starting to fall back through the field in that 18 card after a strong start where he was challenging for second position. Adrian Hogan in that 7 card heads through the infield once again, just letting the cart slide out, but this year finding a lot less drivers running the ripple strip. As I say that, McCabe's on that ripple strip now, and that will give Matthew Whale an opportunity almost to set up into turn 2. He can't exploit that speed, and on the exit of turn 2 though, he does manage to get the jump, and now is up into a third position. So, in fact, McCabe is now back to fifth position, and Whale up into fourth, sorry. And Whale, Matthew Whale, in that 96 card, has some good speed here, a 33.2 that last lap. Dawson's running at a 33.6, so it won't take long for Matthew Whale to close that gap up. Eric Reeves gets past Peter Whale, and now Peter Whale slides back up and through the S's makes the pass on Eric Reeves in the 66. So Peter Whale in the 13s back up to 6th position. Adrian Hogan continues to lead from Robert Hogan. Then it's back to Dawson. Matthew Wales just lost a fair bit of time on that last lap as Dawson picks up the pace now and is into the low 33s. Only two drivers in the 32s at the moment is Adrian Hogan and Robert Hogan. A 32.7 Adrian Hogan and a 32.662. Fastest lap of the race going to Robert Hogan, who still is 2.091 seconds behind Adrian Hogan, who leads this race. So Reeves now has got Paul McCabe behind him. So Reeves making a good move as McCabe is starting to throw away what was looking like a handy result. As they head down into turn number two, Christopher Wilkes Bullman swapping positions on that last lap as well. As the race leader, Adrian Hogan is out to a 2.4 second advantage now, and he has grabbed the fastest lap of the race on that last lap with a 32.403. So starting to get the tyres up to pressure now as we're three quarters of the way through the race. They work their way across the start finish line once again, and Hogan, Adrian Hogan, your race leader, the Canberra driver, out in front of Robert Hogan from Jonathan Dawson. Peter Whale is now behind Matthew Whale. The race leader, Adrian Hogan, though, 2.5 seconds ahead of Robert Hogan as the white flag goes out. White flag out for the 7 cart is across the start finish line now. Adrian Hogan leading the way. That gap extending now to 2.8 seconds. The only battle on the circuit really is back down there with Bull and Hyde. And Hyde looking to go up the inside of the 18 of Glenn Bullman. So that is a battle for ninth position on the circuit. And Bullman just really slowing down in that... Well, I don't know if you can call red and black camouflage, but Bullman holding off the challenge from Hyde. Checker flag out for Adrian Hogan, who takes the victory. That's his third of the afternoon. Robert Hogan through in second. Dawson in third. Matthew Whale ahead of Peter Whale now. And then it's back to Eric Reeves in the 66, who holds off Paul McCabe. Then it's back to Chris Wikes, Bullman, Hyde, and Barry in the 17 rounds out the running order. So tag restricted in the book, brought to you by our good friends at Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware. Also like to thank Grimple Quality Meats. Drop in and see Lyle and Tracy for your next roast. Grimple Quality Meats for a great range of fresh cuts at affordable prices. Also, I have to thank all the great supporting sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club, including Emu Creek Motorcycles, Pit Stop Bookshop, Bow Repairs Grenfell, Louisa Lockers, then it's Jan Parlitz, Country Giftwares, CJ Anderson and Co., Grenfell Commodities, Lotus Coaches, Aston and Joyce, Mitten Brothers Earth Moving, Rink's Restaurant at the Grenfell Bowling Club, R.D. Grenfell, Railway Hotel, and Grenfell Post Shop. All proud sponsors of the 2012 Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. The Corvette P's out on the circuit now with Madison Jess, the one cart, on the pole, the 8 of Riley Woolner at a position number 2, Tilly Dunbar in the 11 out of position number 3. Josh Sargent in the 74 starts out of 4. The 23 of Mia Bolton out of position number 5. The 2 of Cooper Allen starts out of position number 6. Mark Selms in the 28 starts out of 7. The 13 of Anthony Loft starts out of 8. And Chelsea Assay will start out of position number 9. So, just... not sure if they're in the right formation here. The one cart should be off the pole as we're getting set. Rookies are on the grid, so hopefully they'll all go through the cut through this time. They do, and we get set for a start here in the Cadet Peas, part of the Festival of the Kids. They're in single file now, so having real problems getting them up into formation. We'll have another lap of formation here as, Riley Woolner's wondering what's happened to the cart that should be on the inside, and Madison Jess, well, who's supposed to be setting the pace here, the pole sitter, just not quite pulling up beside, so we have both side by side. I think we'll get a start this time by, although Jess just very slow through that turn two. Really need the outside row to slow down further to make sure they're in good formation. So Jess in the one, Woolner in the eight, and then they missed the cutoff that time. So just waiting for a start this time. Hopefully, well, and if anything, it looks like it's going to be an Indian file start, because the outside row has not caught up. Well, the inside row, I should say. So they're trying to get the inside row to catch up into position, and it looks like they're going to have a very... This will be a start to watch now as Hawaiian Racing... A very even start in the end after a few laps of formation. And here comes Josh Sargent up the inside. Sargent diving down the inside to take the lead here on lap number one. So Sargent leading the way as they all start to get themselves single file around the circuit. The Cadet Peas down the pit straight. Down the back straight, I should say, and it's Josh Sargent leading the way. Now Loft in the 13, who had to come off the back row, is working his way up through the field, almost up into second position. Now Anthony Loft has certainly been the quickest card out there this weekend, and is already closing in on Josh Sargent, who's set up just under a 1 second lead here on lap number one. Cooper Allen in the 2 card, who's also been very quick so far this weekend, is up into third position and trying to close in on this battle at the front of the field. So Sargent leading the way for the moment. Anthony Lofts in second position, just catching on to the back now of the Tegra cart, as Lofts looking for an opportunity to make his move on that last lap. The gap was 0.8 of a second. Now it's down to 0.2, and here comes Loss, who is just on 0.6 of a second faster. Oh, Sargent loops it round, going into turn two, hangs on to second position for the moment, but you think Cooper, with the momentum here, will be able to get past Sargent now, as Cooper Allen has made the pass, and Cooper Allen goes back to second position. So Anthony Loft's been very consistent today, already into the 42nd laps, so this will be giving him a lot of confidence after the performance that he's already put through today. Chelsea Assay has gone back one lap down. Chelsea Assay here just coming to grips with what this karting's all about. Getting some great experience is the youngster. here at the Festival of the Kids this weekend. Next car through, the 23 of Mia Bolton, just getting past now by the 28 of Mark Selms into turn number one. The race leader heads around the infield once again and is setting up a huge lead at the front of the field. Allen's made a mistake now, so that puts Sargent back up into second position. So Cooper back there in third now. Then this big gap back to the 28 of Mark Selms, who's ahead of the 23 of Mia Bolton. So another 40-second lap for Anthony Loss. 2 seconds quicker than Sargent and Cooper back there in second and third place, respectively. Blue flags need to just advise, say that the leaders are coming up onto the back once again. As Sargent gets past the say, and now this time up the inside, good move by Cooper Allen. Just a reminder, it's Saturday night, casserole night here at the Grenfell Kart Club. Great range of foods available for everyone here who is staying for dinner tonight. Get to the canteen to purchase your tickets. It's casserole night, a great range of casseroles, appetizers and desserts also on the menu. So if you're staying for dinner, please come and purchase your tickets at the canteen, and that will help with the catering already. Some of you have finished up racing this afternoon, so make sure you get your tickets now. It'll be a great night. There's a few raffles going on, and of course plenty of stories to be told over the campfire later this evening. A great night here at the Grenfell Kart Club. So leaders working their way on lap number 7 now, as he clicks off lap 7. Anthony Loss is on a great run this time. He has put up to 4th position, a lap down. I think he might have just lapped Mark Selms, who runs in 4th. Such is the speed that he's showing. And still in that low 41s. So leaders trying to work through the infield once again. Two laps to go, this time by for your race leader in the 13 cart of Anthony Loss. He now puts Selms one lap down in that 28 car. So Selms doing a good job in the 28, running in those 44 seconds. The group just looking now, one card off the god, Josh Sargent off the circuit. Not sure what's wrong with the 74 card. That's disappointing. Allen now up to second. That's the second DNF for Sargent. White flag out now for the Lofts cart, number 13, who leads the way. Lofts now and Cooper, the only two drivers who are on the leader's lap. Allen still yet to make it through some of this heavier traffic. He's stuck behind 4 carts, in fact, as they try to make, or 3 of those trying to make another pass on Assay. This is going to be an interesting final lap for Allen, who now gets past the 1 of Jess and sets up to try and make the move on Dunbar. Checkered flag at the ready, and the win goes to Anthony Loss, his 3rd of the Cadet Ps. Further back, one lap down, Mark Selms in 3rd position. Then it'll be Chelsea Assay coming home in 9th position. Good job by Chelsea Assay. So far she's finished every single heat, so that's a great result. As now 2nd place, Cooper Allen comes across the line. So Allen comes home in second, Selms in third, Bolton in fourth, Woolner in fifth, Dunbar in sixth, Jess in seventh, and Assay back there in eighth position. Great race there for the Cadet Peas. Up next, it's the Rookies. Rookies out on the circuit now for their third heat. As the Rookies, brought to you by Mad Harry's. Powerhouse, of course, in Young. It's Mad Harry's Powerhouse. The widest range of hand and power tools in the region. Drop into the showroom and see the mad fella for a great deal. Mad Harry's Powerhouse, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club. Rookies out on the circuit now. They're Taylor Chancellor in the 21 and Tyler Everingham are on the front row. It's going to be a quick start. And away, Chancellor and Everingham. Everingham gets the jump. Here comes Bennett up the inside of Chancellor now as they head down the front straight. Chancellor shuffled back through the pack as Everingham is your race leader. Bennett in the four, won both heats so far. And Bennett leading the way now as they head down the back straight for the first time. They'll head into the hairpin, and it is Tyler Everett Everingham leaving the way. Oh, one cart off the circuit, a long way off the circuit, and not sure. Well, that was an interesting re-entry there. The 34 in the Rookies of Harrison Kilpatrick. So, Harrison Kilpatrick in the 34 cart didn't actually come across the timing loop, so hasn't been scored on that lap. So that's an interesting problem that you have nowadays without manual lap scoring. And Tyler Everingham, you're just getting past now by Jet Bennett. So Bennett, your new race leader. Skelton in the 75 comes up to third. Ryan Johnson sits back there in the 98 card in fourth position. Reese Cohen, Taylor Chancellor, Connor Levy, then it's Brian Woolner, Harrison Post, Michael Kane. Jordan Rodwell, Charlie Dunbar, Jesse Mainwaring and Harrison Kilpatrick. So Jet Bennett trying to pull away from Tyler Everingham. His lap time's 1/10 of a second quicker than Everingham on that last lap. Skelton sits back there in third position now. Skelton under plenty of pressure. Johnson back there in fourth with Cohen, Chancellor, Level. And then it's back to Post, Woolner, Kane, Rodwell, Dunbar and Mainwaring. Mainwaring about to go a lap down as Jet Bennett comes across the line. Everingham, then Skelton. Good battle going on here. It's Harrison Kilpatrick making a move up the inside of Reese Cohen. I think Kilpatrick has pulled off that move. So, as the leaders get past the 17 of Mainwaring, it'll be Bennett continuing to lead. The battle on the field is actually down around Taylor Chancellor in 6th position. Harrison Post, Connor Level and Brian Woolner all having a good battle there. As around the outside, Kilpatrick makes us the pass on Jess Mainwaring. So back there, Level in the 5 card. He's P-plater, so he's coming off the back of the field every race. And Level has had a good race meeting so far. The orange driver working his way up through the field steadily. Everingham and Skelton. Then it's back to Johnson. Cohen has dropped back a place to Kilpatrick, although Kilpatrick, as we mentioned, is one lap down. Race leader heading back towards the infield one more time. And Jet Bennett to complete lap number 7. Three laps remaining. The 34 about to get the black and white diagonal. And that is the 34. Oh, I don't know that he saw that then. The 34 getting the black and white diagonal, so he'll have to go and speak to Silver at the end of that race. As Bennett continuing to lead, coming up on the 17 once again of Jesse Mainwaring. Now the battle for second starting to get interesting as Cameron Skilton is closing in on Tyler Everingham here in the latter stages of this race. Now Tyler Everingham in the 7 car just losing ground. Skilton picking up ground. He's running 0.3 of a second a lap quicker than Everingham at the moment. So as they work into the hairpin once again, Everingham and Skilton. White flag out now. Final lap for the leaders. Checkered flag at the ready for the next time by. Leader heads onto the back straight for the final time. Race leader heads through the infield for the final time. Cart number 4, Jet Bennett. Oh, he has a spin! No. Spin in front of the leader was the 14 card. So Jet Bennett takes his third win in a row. Everingham back there in second position holds off Skilton. Then it's Johnson in the 98. Cohen the next car through. Chancellor back there in sixth position. Oh, drops that spot to Post on the final lap. Then it's back to Kane, Level, Woolner, Rodwell, Dunbar, Kilpatrick and Mainwaring finishes two laps down. So great racing there by the rookies. Of course the 34 car needs to 34 car and driver of Harrison Kilpatrick will have to go and see Silver after that race, but some interesting racing in the rookies. As up next it is Sportsman here in heat number 3 of the Bob Heim Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Like to thank some more great sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club, including Gordon Garland Moffat. They're proud sponsors of the 2012 Bob Heim Memorial and Festival of Kids. Their combined firm offers the expertise of a large number of lawyers operating at a high level in their areas of special interest. For all your legal needs, call Gordon Garland Moffat today. Proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club. We thank them for their support. Don't forget the Reese Plumbing in Young. Reese is the largest supplier of plumbing and bathroom supplies in Australia. Reese stock an extensive range of plumbing products as well as building product range from solar, gas and electric hot water units and all roofing requirements. Reese Plumbing in Young, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club. So as Sportsmen head out onto the circuit, and the Sportsmen here set up with the 4 of Billy Segoris on the pole. Mitchell Gattenby in the 77 out of position number 2. Lindsay Marlowe in the 27 starts out of position number 3. Jackson Delamont out of position number 4. James Marquez in the 56 starts out of position number 5. The 51 of Andrew Hemphill starts out of 6. Aidan Cummings in the 8 starts out of position 7. The 6 of John McCabe starts out of position 8. And the 72 of Andrew Fife starts out of position number 9. 66 of Wesley Croft starts out of 10. Mark Fitzland in the 11 starts out of position number 12. Then it's the 58 of Andrew Cummings, the 18 of Greg Woolner, the 15 of Greg Williams, the 33 of Warren Hall. Then it's Nicholas Bloodworth in the 16, Eddie Ruiz in the 26, rounding out the field then is the 69 of Peter Beaton. So should be a good race here. Heat number 3 of the Sportsman. In good formation for a start now. Still people jockeying for position, but I think they're going to let him go. Away and racing, Segouras got a good jump off the start, but then got swamped in the second part of that move. Cart off into the dirt there. Looks like it might be John McCabe in the... They stacks on the middle, a spinner in the middle of the pack. And seven carts involved in the melee. All able to get going again. No, there's three carts locked together. One cart just stopped on the infield there, trying to get himself fired back up. As racing continues at the front of the field, and your leader is the 77 of Mitchell Gattenby. Gattenby leads from Jackson Delamont, then it's Lindsay Marlowe. So Gattenby out in front for the moment, but Delamont has been very quick as they are coming up on back markers already, who are as a result of that shenanigans into turn number one. Delamont and Marlowe finished 1 and 2 in heats number 1 and 2, and it is Gattenby who leads heat number 3 ahead of Delamont and Marlowe. Then it's back to Aidan Cummings, a very quick driver, Aidan Cummings out of orange. Further back, Segouras in the 4 has got a big gaggle of carts behind him, including Hemphill, Fife, Croft, Ruiz and Aidan and Andrew Cummings, all just nose to tail, big line of stern battle, that one that's brewing back there for fifth place on back. Gattenby holding off Delamont. Now Gattenby in the earlier race we saw him in open performance had the cart set up beautifully for the beginning of the race, but it faded quite badly later on in the run as Beaton now looks to make a move, and Beaton trying to go up the inside, he'll make the pass as, oh, a big flip. And see what's happened. Red flag is out. Red flags are out. Red flags out around the circuit. So, a big incident involving a number of carts there. And, I can't quite see all the carts involved, but just looking at the drivers who don't come back in, it was certainly a spectacular flip. Three carts involved in the melee. And, fortunately, both drivers are up and about. So, good news, both drivers are up and about. Good news, the driver is okay. As the final of the carts make their way back into pit lane. And, that race. 5 laps were completed of that race. So we'll wait to see what the decision is. Up next, it'll be Junior National Heavy. Junior National Heavy out onto the circuit now as we will get the sportsmen re-gridded for the restart of their third heat. Junior National Heavy. We'll see Jamie Lee Scorgie on the pole. James Croxton in the 55 out of position number 2. 8. Tori Ames. Brendan Schrade. Jared Prenegas. Jack Kerning. Jared Whitty. Jacob Fripp. Jacob Armstrong. Jamie Prenegast. Braden Boots, Jack McCoy and Benjamin Treadray, the order. So, heat number one was Jamie Lee Scorgie from Jack Koning. Heat number two was Jack Koning from Fripp and Scorgie. Scorgie starting on the pole will want to make this one a winner, knowing that Koning has to come from the outside of the third row. Looking good for a start here in Junior National, heat number 3. Getting set now. Scorgie looking to pick up the pace. Away, a great start by Scorgie, but she opens the door for Amos. Amos almost goes through. Koning now starts to dive up the inside, looking for third place as Koning comes down into turn number 2. Koning now working his way. It's Scorgie from Amos. Koning just dropped the spot there. Not sure who that was to, but they worked their way down the back straight for the first time. Race leader is still Jamie Lee Scorgie. 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 Oh, a spinner there in the 47 cart. That's Jacob Armstrong. Race leader Scorgie out to a 0.6 of a second lap advantage. Now Koning makes the move past AMS. So AMS shuffled back to third position. And closing in, Jacob Fripp also wants to try and grab the spot from the 8 card of Tori AMS. Scorgie out in front. Canberra driver from Yass in the Yass Firewood supplied sponsors cart, ahead by just under a second to Jack Koning. Koning running about the same lap times at the moment, but that was in traffic. So can Koning make the running now that there is a clearer spot ahead? It's Scorgie. Koning. Then it's Fripp who's now made the pass, and Whitty. So Amos is having a off down in turn number 2 along with Croxton and Jacob Armstrong. So Amos off in turn 2. In fact, Armstrong's come through. I thought I could see two carts down there. So it must be Croxton in the 55. So frustration there for Tori Amos, who was having her best run of the day up until that point. It's Scorgie from Kronig, then Fripp. Whitty back there in the 90. Schrade in the 10 cart. Then it's the 23 of Prenegast. The 9 of Jared Prenegast. Jack McCoy, who had an off in heat number 2, is now up into 8th position. Treadray into 9th. Boots is in 10th. And Armstrong back there in 11th position. So race leader Scorgie working her way through the infield to complete lap number 5. It's Scorgie. Koenig, no one battling for position in the front spots. Closest battle on the track at the moment is Jared Prenegast in the 9 and the 91 of Jack McCoy. Race leader Still Scorgi as they head through the infield once again. Koenig is there in second position with Fripp back there in third still. McCoy trying to battle on in the 91 with the 9 cart of Jared Prendergast, but just can't find the pace to be able to close up that gap. And Treadray now closing in to make that a three-way battle for seventh position. Race leader heads back to the hairpin once again, and Jamie Lee Scorgi in the As Firewood Supplies cart leading the way as they head across the start-finish line, holding on to a 1.7 second advantage. Scorgi 0.2 of a second faster than Koenig on that last lap. Koenig followed by Fripp, Whitty, Shade, Jamie, then Jared Prendergast, Jack McCoy, Treadray, Boots and Armstrong having a battle now for that final position on the racetrack, as Armstrong looked to the inside of Boots that time, but not close enough to make the pass. Two laps remaining with Scorgi across the start-finish line. Koenig now still 1.8 seconds behind. Koenig having his fastest lap of the race on that previous lap, a 36.84 fastest lap of the race, is Jamie Lee Scorgi's. On lap 6, she did a 36.218. Oh, Armstrong still pushing very hard. Boots now just getting sideways, coming back to the start-finish line, but Armstrong can't complete the pass down into turn two. Tries to make a cut-over move, heading towards the S as Armstrong still unable to get his nose in to make the pass. Final lap commenced for Jamie Lee Scorgi. Scorgi leading the way as the leaders work their way through the hairpin for the final time. Armstrong finally makes the pass on the infield on Braden Boots as the leading Jamie Lee Scorgi comes through to take her second win of the weekend. Scorgi home ahead of Koenig, then it's back to Fripp, a solid drive by him. Whitty back into fourth position, strong performance today by Whitty. Shade, Jamie Prendergast, McCoy then ahead of Jared Prendergast, and back to Treadray, who rounds out that top nine. Armstrong and Boots rounding out the final runners on the circuit. So a good drive there by Junior National Heavy here in the third heat of the Bob High Memorial Festival of the Kids. And of course, Junior National brought to you by the Grenfell Bowling Club. Don't forget the Rinks Restaurant at the Grenfell Bowling Club for your next night out. Getting set for a restart here in the Sportsman, and it's Mitchell Gattenby who is leading the way and gets them back underway. Delamont sits in second position now as the race leader heads back through the turn number 3 and onto the back straight once again. Race leader is Mitchell Gattenby in the 77. Then it's Delamont in the 48. Now this break might help Gattenby, who's got a very quick car at the start of a run and finds his car fading away later in that run. So with only 7 laps of racing, not the full 10, it might help the Sapphire Coast driver keep in front of the Grenfell driver of Jackson Delamont. Lindsay Marlowe sits back there in third position from Orange with the West Lime cart of Aidan Cummins sitting back there in fourth place. Race leader across the start finish line again. Oh, wheel in the dirt. That opens the door for Delamont. He'll have a big run down the front straight, heading towards turn number 2. And Gattonby now sees Delamont try a crossover move, heading towards the S's. On the outside, Delamont makes the pass, heading onto the back straight. Now, up the inside, the 27 card of Marlowe makes his way through. So Delamont and Marlowe to the front of the field, here with lap number 3 into the book. Race leader heads down the start-finish straight. Jackson Delamont leading the way. Marlowe sits back there in second. Marlowe has Gattonby trying to keep the pressure on there in that 77 cart. Then the gap back to Aidan Cummings. Andrew Fife sits back there in fifth position, with Croft in 6th, Ruiz in 7th position with Brudworth and Nick Commons, Mark Fitzlang, Brett Marlowe, Peter Beaton, Williams, McCabe and Warren Hall rounds out the running order. In fact, Hall just ahead there of the final cart through, I thought was the 58 of Andrew Cummings. So Cummings rounding out that running order. Delamont pulling away from Lindsay Marlowe now by 0.6 of a second. Aidan Cummings back in fourth position has some pressure being applied by the 72 of Andrew Fife, but Fife just not close enough to challenge for that position. White flag at the ready as Delamont heads through the infield once again. Delamont leading the way in the 48 cart. From the 27 of Marlowe, then it's back to Gattonby, further back to Fife, Croft, then Ruiz, Bloodworth, Commons, Fitzlang, Brett Marlowe, Peter Beaton, Greg Williams, race leader heading to the checkered flag as Jackson Delamont will pick up his third win from 3 starts. Delamont heads to the checkered flag and takes the victory. Lindsay Marlowe in second. Gattonby holds on for third. Aidan Cummings with a great drive back to fourth position. Then it's Fife, Wesley Croft, Eddie Ruiz, Nicholas Bloodworth, Nick Commons, Mark Fitzlang, Brett Marlowe, Peter Beaton, Greg Williams, John McCabe, Warren Hall. Then it's Andrew Commons rounding out the field. So a great drive there by Jackson Delamont in the rerun, or the restart, I should say, of the sportsman class. So up next, Senior National. Senior National Light. Then it's the Cadets, followed by Clubman Heavy. To round out racing here today, hopefully we can get all those races in before the light diminishes to a point where officials have to conclude racing today. Nationals Racing brought to you today by Crutches IGA. The award-winning Crutches IGA is open 7 days with great weekly specials. Call in and meet their friendly staff and stock up with everyday low prices. Crutches IGA, Grenfell, proudly supporting the local community. So, looking for a start. It's Daniel Chenny, the 33, starting from the pole. Chenny has won all 3 races so far. Oh, and now a spin in front of the field here by the 21 cart of Peter Selms. So that'll take a little bit of time to get him back into formation. So race leader, Daniel Chenny, he has won all of the 2 previous heats by a significant amount so far. Away and racing, Chenny gets the start that time. Following him through in the 14 cart was a good move by Lachlan Schneider. Schneider trying to stay in second position now as they head through turn number two. All through cleanly as the race leader heads onto the back straight once again. Chenny in the 33 cart leading the way. Up the inside, a good move back in the pack that time by the 27 of Bradley Roberts, who made the move up to second but then loses two spots immediately, and the 5 of Stuart Elise tries to make the move back on the inside of Schneider and regains second position. So Elise, Schneider, Roberts, Logan, all trailing Chenny, who's out to a 3.3 second lead on lap number one. The West Trust Birches EFI cart from Orange leading the way here. It's Elise, another of the Orange Kart Club members, racing here this weekend into second position. Schneider's back there in third. Bradley Roberts in fourth with Logan in fifth. In fact, Logan makes the pass on Roberts now, so he goes up to fourth. Bradley Roberts back into fifth. So Roberts down into turn number two, looking to try and make the move on Logan. Can't quite pull off the move that time. And they'll head back down the back straight, nose to tail. Now Logan making a move on Schneider. Gets the move done before the entry to the hairpin. Schneider tries to cross back. He's got Bradley Roberts looking to the inside of him. They touch as they head to the infield. But everything remains in line of stern. Roberts can't quite make the pass on Schneider as he sets up this time, heading down the front straight. Otter is closing in on him, trying to get himself up as the leading super heavy in the field. He dives up the inside now of Roberts and takes that spot away. So it's Roberts down to sixth position, Otter up to fifth, as Otter now will look to make the move on the inside this time. And he opens the door that Schneider finds. Roberts comes through with him on. So it's Schneider that drops two positions back down to sixth. Race leader Daniel Chenny out over 8 seconds, his lead over Stuart Elise. Brent Logan still there in third position, but Otter has closed in on him, and Otter now trying to grab that third position from the 15 card of Logan. Otter got a good run that time out of the start-finish turn. Can he turn that into a move down into turn number two? Yes, he can. And he completes the pass. So Otter now up into third position. Logan back there in fourth, and he's got Roberts trying to make the move on him. So Roberts looking to the inside of Logan. Can't quite pull off the pass. Chenny, his lead well over 9 seconds now at the front of the field. Roberts still pushing hard, trying to get past Brent Logan. In fact, it's almost 12 seconds the lead of Daniel Chenny at the front of the field. So Daniel Chenny, 7 laps in the books now as he crosses the start-finish line. Race leader, well out in front, Elise in the 5. And Otter in the 70. Nose to tail now. Otter looking to set up down into turn number 2. And Otter makes the pass. No! Slamming the door shut was Stuart Elise. So Elise sits back there in second position, cart number 5. Otter in the 70 loses a bit of ground. Horsbrough, Schneider, Hearn all starting to move forwards as Bradley Roberts fades back through the field. The 27 of Bradley Roberts. He's had his share of dramas here. Leader has completed 8 laps. Race leader is Daniel Chenny, 15 seconds ahead of Stuart Elise, who runs in second. But no, Otter makes the pass going into turn number 2. So Otter is now up into that second spot. Not bad for a driver who's starting a considerable weight disadvantage on the rest of the lights. White flag is out this time for Daniel Chenny. Checkered flag at the ready as Chenny comes up onto the back of Brenton Logan, I think that is. No, it'd have to be Graham Abbott. So Abbott now going one lap down as the leader in the 33 card heads through the infield and to the checkered flag. 33 comes across the finish line to take the checkered flag as Otter in the 70 will come home in second position. Otter comes home in second. Then it's back to Elise in third. Horsburgh in the 61 comes home in fourth as Hearn is in fifth. Schneider in sixth. Then it's Doran up ahead of Schneider. Then it's Lawson, Selms, Laybutt, Roberts, and Abbott one lap down.